Well, I was so happy to wake up today, go out in the front lawn, grab my paper, open it up, and on the front page is a huge profile of Junior Miller.
Don't have papers delivered.
Well, Junior was profiled in the Dallas Morning News on DallasNews.com in their new fitness blog. And I thought we deserved to throw a little love Junior's way, since he did run a marathon for our morning show. You don't see George and I volunteering to do this for the morning show to represent.
Nope.
But Junior does. So I'm going to stage a dramatic reading of this article.
This is about to belittle me and make fun of me.
The tickets Junior Miller comes this close to qualifying for the Boston Marathon.
Did they not use my first name, my real name?
Not in the headline. Craig Junior Miller, it says, does more than impart sports smarts and snark on the Dunham and Miller Morning Show on KTCK AM 1310, The Ticket. He's an avid runner, too. Will you import some sports smarts right now?
Wait till 6:50.
Will you snark around? Yeah, snark. He's an avid runner, too. Last Sunday, he ran the 2008 Athens, Ohio Marathon in an over-the-top respectable 3:25:52. But he needed to run it in 3:20 in order to qualify for the 2009 Boston Marathon. The heartbreakingly bummer part? Well, that didn't sound journalistic there.
This is a blog.
This is a blog. So everything's relaxed. Was that he was on course to do exactly that through miles 1, 10, 18, 23, and then at the 24.7 mark, he started cramping up. He couldn't even move for 4 long minutes. I guess that's the beauty and tragedy of the marathon, Craig says.
Did you really say it in that voice?
No.
Nothing is a given till you cross that finish line.
Why did you say it in that voice?
This is his dramatic reading.
Isn't that weird?
I didn't even say it. I just emailed him. Yeah.
As if he was still out of breath from the race.
And then Leslie, who's the writer, she says, excuse us while we rub our arms really hard to get rid of the goosebumps. So she's making fun of you.
No, she's not.
Oh. So after the race, he towels off, drives to the airport, and is on the plane for 3 hours, drives home to the ticket compound where the on-air types are holed up together all week. It makes our legs feel like jello just thinking about sitting. So much sitting after such a strenuous race. But enough about us. Here's a Q&A with Craig.
Oh, a Q&A?
Yeah.
Exclusive.
And look, they have this exclusive picture of him up here.
From 1998?
Yeah, that's a little out of date.
Gum, can we get some new pictures up there?
How long have you been running?
I ran a little in college. Did a few triathlons. You know.
Just something to warm up.
And a little bit the last 2 winters. I raced my bike for about 20 years.
Ooh, he's already throwing that in your face. Like, you ought to be familiar with my biography.
I never thought it that way.
I'd always wanted to run a marathon by age 40. I missed doing it that year, but last year, at age 41, I stopped racing my bike in August and trained for the White Rock. That's marathon.
I didn't say that.
Which I ran in December.
What was your PR before Sunday?
What's PR?
Personal record.
Oh, personal record. Oh, see, that's shorthand that George and I don't even know.
Yeah, that's runner's lingo.
Yeah. What was your
PR before Sunday?
3:29:06 White Rock. It was my PR because it was my first and only marathon.
That was an easy question to answer.
Yeah,
Junior,
it was
only one concerned neighbor.
What will you do differently next race, Greg?
Oh!
Listen to this answer. I think I did everything just right this time.
Oh, golly.
Except for my in-race nutrition. I didn't take in enough sodium. I drank a lot of water, ate a lot of gels.
See, I don't even know what gels are. Is that some sort of foodie substance?
Yeah, those little gel packs. You know what they are.
Yeah. But they were too low in sodium. That's why I cramped with just a mile and a half left to go. One small oversight cost me. I should have known because I used to cramp up a lot on the bike.
But I've never cramped running. Not until now. It was a terrible moment.
Junior then put his head in his hands and cried for 2 minutes.
What and when is the next race for you?
I'm thinking about doing another marathon very soon. Probably 6 to 8 weeks. Or wait until next winter.
How miserable. Was it? Sitting for such a long time.
You couldn't even understand that.
After running 26.2 miles.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, how miserable was it sitting for such a long time after running 26.2 miles?
You're diminishing her.
What's with your voice? You sound like a tard.
Gosh, Junior, what are you saying to this woman?
You're making her sound like the fake Michelle Wee, and you're putting things in my mouth that I did not say.
I'm making you talk like Will Arnett from
overrated.
Hot Rod.
Overrated.
He is not
overrated.
Maybe in that movie he's overrated.
And in the video that I saw this week, the Olsen Twins.
You didn't like the Olsen Twins video?
It was funny for about 30 seconds, and the other 5 minutes were not funny.
No.
The initial idea was funny, but then it was just beating a dead horse.
Like Hot Rod?
He's funny in Hot
right.
Rod.
So Junior goes on, talks about driving home, hugging his wife. She said he didn't smell bad, so he believed her. And talks about how he hasn't run since Sunday, but he's been on the stationary bike each day, and his legs feel good, and he felt good after the marathon. So anyway, basically, we do want to congratulate Junior again for almost qualifying for the Boston Marathon after that horrible meltdown. Well, I'm proud of you, Junior, and
well,
it was a nice little article that Leslie Garcia wrote on you here.